Take a little walk to the edge of town and go across the track, where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks, where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wise. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, across the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Hey, welcome everybody, Scaredy Cats Nation, to Scaredy Cats, our horror show. I am one of your co-hosts, the humble, gracious, and sexy Daniel Hummer.
I'm your other co-host, Mindy Hummer. As you all know, we have had a contest going on for a little bit called Please Get Rid of Hootie Hoo, need a new catchphrase. Now is the time for you guys to vote, because I have two different catchphrases coming from my mother, Susan Hummer, who wants me to say boom boom, and my co-host that would like me to say
jiggly wiggly.
Jiggly wiggly. So, jiggly wiggly or boom boom. That's your guys' choices. Go. All
right. Like always, make sure to check the Dirt Sheet Dudes out every Wednesday and Friday after AEW and SmackDown, respectively.
Yeah, they're good guys.
Good guys. Check out us at 6:30 for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. Saturday for Unlimited. And Saturday nights, usually UFC or Settle in the Ring, various other things. And always 3 p.m. here on Sunday for Scaredy Cats. We're going to have a pre-recorded for you next Sunday at 3 p.m.
Yeah, Daniel's going home, guys, and I love you all, but the solo shows with me, it's just not working.
So we're going to do that, but there's not going to be any other content besides Scaredy Cats next week, from what I've heard, because Doug's going to be with me. So that's the way it's going to go, and then we'll be back the weeks after that. Let's get into it, Mindy. Sleepaway Camp.
All right. Sleepaway Camp was a horror slasher mystery movie. Came out in 1983. What really made this movie was, if you haven't seen this movie, obviously then spoilers, but I'm sure you have seen it just because it's pretty popular. A lot of people have seen the first one, but you may have not. I don't know. But basically, came out in 1983, had an amazing twist, a very freakish twist, actually. And also, there were kids at the camp, because, as you know, it's Friday the 13th, and a lot of the other camp films that were made around that time, they didn't have children in the camps yet.
Yeah.
It was all, like, the counselors and stuff, or teenagers. So the fact that they had kids running around was a little creepy. I will say this movie by far is not, like, a hit, not a classic. I mean, it's a cult classic,
yeah,
but it's not – like one of those movies where I'm like, oh my god, you gotta watch it. It's not that important to your life, but it did a really good job for what it was trying to do.
Yeah.
With the budget it had. What budget did it have, Daniel?
Their budget for this movie was $350,000, and they made $11 million in the box office. So a modest hit for what it was. For not spending much money on it, they did make a little bit back.
And an 84-minute runtime. That's not bad.
Yeah. Written, directed by Robert Hillstick.
Yeah, they actually made quite the profit.
Yeah, they made some money off this movie, especially for not having that big of a budget. Because really all it is, I mean...
And not even
like
that. Not only did they not have that big of a budget, but they didn't have that big of an actor profile either.
No.
A lot of, actually, every single kid Ricky, Angela, Judy, and Paul, it was all their first movie.
Yeah.
It was their very first time being on screen. And then you did have, we did have one veteran, Robert Earl Jones, who played Ben in the kitchen. If you guys do not know who Robert Earl Jones is, you probably know his son, James Earl Jones. But it was, he was basically our only veteran in this movie, I believe.
Yeah. Pretty young cast, obviously, because it's a lot of its kids. The thing is a lot of these movies and horror movies are known for, like, older people playing, you know, teenagers.
And this didn't do that.
No, these are genuine kids.
Yeah. These were children.
And that's what makes it different from, like, a Friday the 13th, right?
Yes, exactly. And it makes it a little bit more realistic, too, because it's not just, like, sexy, horny teenagers dying from being stupid. It's children making mistakes and dying.
Yeah. What I like about this movie is that it's not one of those movies that kills every character. A lot of the characters, especially the likable ones, like my buddy Mozart, the little kid.
I knew you were going to love him.
And the chef, too, Robert Earl Jones. Ben.
Ben.
They don't get touched, which is kind of cool.
Because they never messed with him.
No.
Why?
They just do their little scenes and then fuck off, which is cool.
Mozart, oh, my God, man. Hats off to him. He ate ass.
He ate shaving cream.
That poor guy. And he ran the shit out of this baseball game, guys, and caught this ball that you would have never thought he could catch, but then he fell right over and pained Angel afterwards, so you know it hurt him.
Yeah.
But he still did it. So, and for a little chubby kid, that's pretty cool.
Exactly.
So, Mozart was definitely a boss.
Mozart was a real one.
Ricky was definitely a real one. He was a protector. And like I discussed with our aunt, who happens to watch our movies with us before we go on, I mentioned to her how protective Ricky was, and we got to talking about Ricky was so protective of her because she was having such a hard time and she was afraid of the water and everything else, or B, he was protecting her because he knew that she was a boy.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, and that's kind of something that, like, hangs there.
I don't think he would be as cool with his best friend making out with her if he knew that.
Yeah, that's
Paul was his homie.
Yeah, because Paul was his homie. But, I mean, shit happens. But I feel bad for Ricky because he got the shit beaten out of him.
Ricky got fucked up, but I feel like Paul got the shaft more than anybody in this fucking
movie. Paul got his head cut off.
And Paul, first of all...
Yo, no, he was too horny, man. Every fucking second he was going for the yiggity.
Yeah, but he actually started to have a little genuine connection with Angela. And, you know, she didn't even give him the civil service to tell him she had a sausage. And it's just not nice.
Well, that's also, people, what I really like about this movie, and I think Daniel really likes about this movie, too, is that the characters actually had a, like, profile to them.
Yeah.
Like, they all, like, the characters that all had speaking lines, they had depth.
And distinct personalities.
To them.
Yeah.
Exactly. They had a distinct personality. Meg was a bitch. Susie was a caring camp counselor. Angela was creepy. Judy was an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, they all had their own personalities, and I loved that they let that show.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, like, I mean, nowadays, like, you don't really have the attention span from people to be able to explore such plot, it did slow down a little bit during those moments for me, but it was nice that they kind of explored the characters a little bit instead of just killing people off.
Yeah, because they don't normally do that with slasher movies. Normally it's just like kill, 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 kill. But with this one, you got to see a little bit who they actually were.
Yeah.
So it didn't do too much, though. It did just enough to the point where it could have been annoying, but they just scraped by.
Well, and it's like it knew it was going to be a franchise, too, in my mind. This one didn't feel like Halloween to where it was supposed to be a one-off.
Yeah.
This felt like something that was like...
going to continue.
Yeah, just with the reveal, because it's not like... like, it was the reveal, and that's the end of the movie.
Yeah.
So you don't see anything
else. It's so creepy, guys. The last 5 minutes... the last, like, 5 seconds of that movie is so creepy.
Fucking terrifying.
She's standing there with her dick hanging out, holding on to a freaking severed head, covered in blood, naked, and growling.
Yeah.
And has, like, a horror, like, petrified look on her face. It's very, very, very haunting, actually. But, Danny, what did you not like about it?
There's... probably several things, to be honest. Not only because it's old, because I can appreciate old cinema and I respect it, and I do respect this for what it was trying to do, but there, for an hour and a half movie, it felt like 3 hours to me. It felt like even a lot of those scenes in the plot and the story, it could be condensed down to like 30 minutes, and then there should be a lot like different shit in it. I like the story moments, and you know, Angela, the big twist was the best part of the movie because it genuinely shocked me, and I was kind of terrified. It was to me, that's the only scary part of the movie.
Yeah.
I wasn't scared at all throughout, maybe because it's happening in daytime or whatever, but I wasn't frightened much.
It was also kind of predictable.
Well, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It was pretty predictable. But also, it was coming out, when this came out, it was coming out in the realm of slashers. Between the 70s and 80s, when slashers were, like, the same.
Yeah.
So, but also, I wanted to ask you, Daniel, what was your, what do you think your favorite kill was?
My favorite kill?
I'm really interested to hear this.
And this is where the movie did not lack to me, even though they're very campy, stupid, kind of so stupid they're funny kills.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it, and I thought, like, the creativeness, I thought that was one of the best part of the movie.
I agree.
I think for the age, it's hard to pull off. It is like of course they're going to look campy because it's 1983. You know, it's the way it is. But I thought for what they had and what they were trying to do, it was all fun to watch. And that the kills were the only times where, not the only times, but the most entertaining times in the movie for me. With that being said, my favorite kill would have to be Meg. There's just something about like a knife, like just as a horror fan, and just the knife going through the shower and just fucking slicing up and down. And Meg was such a bitch. But you still kind of, I mean, you don't feel for her, but it's like, fuck yeah. It was badass. She got carved. Out of all
it was a win for the little guys.
Yeah, and... out of all the campy, like getting penetrated with a fucking, whatever the fuck, a hairbrush or...
Curling iron.
Or the one dude that got drowned, poor Kenny, in the water snake in his fucking face.
The one that I find the creepiest was when she ripped open the screen of the bathroom, blocked the bathroom doors from being open, and then put a hornet's nest.
Yeah, the bees.
And the bee stall, not bee, in the bathroom stall with the guy.
Yeah.
And that, to me, was creepy. Because that, for me, is very real, because I'm allergic to bees.
Yeah. I mean, he could have very easily crawled underneath the stall.
He could have.
I was bitching the whole
time.
But
he was also, I think he was panicked.
Yeah.
And in shock. And you don't really think about those things, I think, at the moment. At least from what I've heard, you don't really, like, your common sense kind of goes out the window.
That was a small nest, too, to have that many hornets. Like, that nest was way smaller than his head, and his head was covered with bees.
Yeah.
How many fucking bees?
So, it was a little unrealistic. It was a little unrealistic, but I liked it for what it was.
Yeah.
And I really, really enjoyed, I'm not going to say this is a kill, because we don't know if he really died, but I really enjoyed the head cook being boiled with water.
Yeah, because he was a fucking perv.
Because he was a pervert, and he was an ass, and he got what he deserved.
Yeah.
Fell right over a boiling pot for corn, guys. And we're talking like a huge pot, because he was making it for all the kids.
Yeah, it was a big fucking pot.
It's a big fucking pot. And, like, Angela had grabbed the chairs that he was on and pulled him. And when she pulled him, he instinctively grabbed onto the pan and the pan then flipped over on him. And what's really cool about that, though, and I'd really want to bring this up, is that even though it's old and special effects were slim to none and whatnot, I got to give it to their makeup department. They did a really, really good job showing his burn marks and the blisters coming through.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. They did an excellent job with that work.
Yeah, it was done well, I'd say.
That part was done extremely well. Now the aunt, oh my God, she needs to go get some acting classes. She needs to figure out that she doesn't need to project every single second.
She was way too over the fucking top.
She is too much. If she was in it any more than she was, I don't think I would have ever watched the movie.
I will say Felicia Rose did a very good job.
Oh, she did an amazing job, even though she was mute through half the movie. She did a really good job of sitting there and just looking menacing.
But that story was always believable for me. Like, the core story of her, Paul, Ricky, and the bitch Judy fucking with him, like, that was had me hooked in the whole time. That's what stopped me from getting bored, and that I was interested in what was going to happen there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So when she brought him, Paul, to the end, and she's like, take your clothes off and all that, the last thing because I've seen this movie, but it was a long time ago. I forgot about the whole twist and shit. And the last thing I thought was that she was going to have a pipe hanging and his head. Like, I knew he was going to die, but it's like, oh, my God, she's a dude and all this shit, and that's why she didn't want to. I thought it was scars on the body from, because Sharon said some shit about fucking the boat hitting him. It's like the scars on her body. That's why she doesn't want to shower.
Yeah, she's self-conscious.
It's like, that makes sense. It's probably the scars. And then it's like, no, it's a dick. It's like, what?
Yeah, she was trying to protect herself from being found out. That's what it was.
She was a fucking dude.
She was a fucking dude. And oh my God, what a sausage.
What a sausage.
This little girl was like 12 years old. They had a strap on her that was like twice her leg length.
Yeah. It was
just unrealistic. If you're going to put a penis on a girl, at least have it look realistic.
I don't know. I don't know. But
with
the
size and everything, because they just like made it look like a giant fucking thing, like a snuffle up again. And there's just, that shit don't happen.
Poor Paul, man.
I feel bad for Paul. He was just trying to get giggity.
Yeah.
He's just trying to clap cheese.
He should have stuck around with Judy. She was a bitch, but she.
Yeah, but she was ready to.
Poor, Kenny and the stoner dudes, Kenny and Mark. Mark's another one that didn't die. I found him, like, his last appearance is just walking out on Judy being like, I guess we're not clapping. And then he bounces. And that's his whole, like, arc, and then it's over. It's, like, good for Mark.
Yeah, they were the stoners. And, of course,
Kenny got
we all know the stoners die. So, yes, one of them did get fucked up. That was Kenny.
Yeah.
He deserved it, though, because he told this girl that he wasn't going to tip the canoe on her, and he promised her. I have a really big thing with people saying I promise,
yeah,
and then not doing it or doing something different, and I get very upset. I don't like that.
Yeah.
So that pissed me off, and I understood when she was like, I hate you, and I would have done the same thing. And then he went under the canoe, and he's like,
and that's another character, too.
Oh, he's just fucking around underneath the canoe.
What was her...
Leslie.
Leslie. She lived, too. Leslie walked off and was like, fuck y'all.
Mm-hmm. Most of the older girls lived.
Yeah.
I believe the only older girl she actually went after was Meg.
Well, at the end of the day, this thing feels really, for what it is, like a statement on bullying. That's what
mm-hmm.
it feels like.
Absolutely. You get bullied... Bully's gonna come at you at some point.
Exactly.
You don't mess. You shouldn't mess with everyone because you don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
Exactly. You don't fucking know. So, I mean, because all the bad people and all the bullies and all the, you know, they get killed and all the Mozarts of the world get to fucking rep another day.
Well, yeah, because they didn't do anything wrong to her. Like, even
yeah.
the kids that she butchered in the woods. It was because when she got thrown in the water, the kids are throwing sand at her.
Yeah.
And making fun of her.
And then it makes you think, well, maybe she did like Paul, and that's why she just really didn't want to, like, be around him and shit. And, like, she didn't want to kill him at first.
I think she was just really, exactly. I thought she was really self-conscious. I also think the kiss really hit her hard when he kissed her out of nowhere and didn't give her any warning or anything.
Yeah.
I think that really, really surprised her. And then she thought in her head, like, oh, my God, I'm a boy.
Yeah.
What's going to happen when he finds out?
Yeah. Well, then it makes sense at the beach when he's starting to undress her, and she's like, no.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't put all that together.
Because she comes off, she does a fantastic job. She comes off as a insecure girl who just wants to just be left alone.
Yeah.
She's insecure, she's shy, she doesn't want to talk to anybody, she just wants everyone to leave her alone. So you're kind of even rooting for her.
Yeah, I was rooting for her. I knew she was creepy. I thought she was going to be the killer, obviously, but I didn't think it was going to fucking be like that. And her face was just so menacing at the end. Like, it's just like, that's going to be what
for a 12-year-old, yeah. That was probably the most menacing I've ever seen a 12-year-old look.
Yeah.
And I've seen some nasty 12-year-olds.
And she's making weird noises, too.
Yeah, she growls. She's like,
Is Ricky in the sequel?
Yeah. No, Ricky never shows up again.
Really? Even though he's alive?
Yep. They never talk about him. He never shows up again.
That's nuts. That's crazy to me. I thought Ricky was a fundamental part, calling everybody a cocksucker.
Oh, my God, guys. Best line ever. Ready?
Oh, here
ready?
We go.
They're playing baseball, okay? And somebody, Bill from the other team, tells Ricky to eat shit and die. Ricky looks right at him and goes, eat shit and live, Bill. That's a great comeback. Come on. That is an amazing comeback. Like, you
good.
Eat shit and die. No, you eat shit and live.
Yeah, Bill. Fuck you, Bill. That was the guy that got hit with the bees, too.
Yeah. So it was entertaining for what it was. Ricky had a mouth, though.
Yeah, Ricky
really
gave no fuck.
He had a really bad mouth, especially with the water balloon. Like, he did not.
He was pissed.
He did not care.
Yeah.
I'll kill you, fucker. Like, he didn't. No care in the world. His only care was Angela.
Yeah.
So.
Which was kind of nice.
That was very sweet to see the bond that the two of them had. But. Like I said, it was also kind of funny to watch him go off on everybody.
Yeah.
Because every time someone screwed with her, he showed up.
Yeah. He was bad. What was your lamest kill?
Definitely the camp owner. The arrow through the neck.
Oh, yeah. Once I saw a target and I saw him pass the target, it's like, I know what's going on.
Yeah, it was too predictable. You knew it was going to happen. And I particularly think that the scene went on too long.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, talking to her for a couple of minutes. I don't think that needed to happen.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the shock factor would have been better if he had just ran in front and she just shot him.
Yeah.
And he didn't talk at all.
An eye shot or something would have been cooler, too.
Exactly. Like, some kind of shot, but, like, not talking to her at all, I think, would have added to it. I think there was too much communication with the killer.
Well, yeah, because the whodunit's pretty ass aspect of it because you know the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know the twist.
No.
But you do know that it's Angela in some way. Like,
yeah.
The whole time, I'm like, all right, it's going to be Angela.
Yeah.
It's just the way everyone's talking.
When I first watched it, I thought it was either Angela or Ricky.
Yeah. That's like, to me, it's like if they're going to go real twisty, it's going to be Ricky. But it's probably Angela.
And then it's like, oh, no, they did go real twisty. She is a penis.
Yeah. It's Angela and Ricky. Ricky. But,
poor Peter, man. What a horrible life that little boy had to have lived.
Poor bastard.
He lost his sister. He lost his mom. And then he got changed into a little girl.
Yeah.
By a doctor, people. This lady was a doctor. She was a sick doctor.
She's fucked up.
She was an actor. I will say, though, that woman's acting legit gave me a headache, guys.
Yeah, that was awful.
It was, God,
best, but it was
awful. It was so, so bad. She hands a lunch bag to the kids. And she's like, I packed you some rice from the snack. I packed you some snacks for the ride. Wasn't that nice of me? And, like, Ricky's looking in there, and he's like, chips? And she's like, yes, I know I put chips in there. I believe there's a whole bag. And then she starts talking to herself all of a sudden, and she's like, she's tapping her chin, and she's like, I do believe I did that.
Yeah, I didn't find, like,
and it's like, what the, why are you talking to yourself?
Yeah, I didn't know, like, I know she was talking to herself, but it really felt like she was doing a fucking Malcolm in the Middle for a minute.
Yeah,
like,
it felt like she
audience.
Was breaking the fourth wall,
yeah.
But then you figure out that she's just loony.
But she did, like, look directly at the lens a couple times and say some shit like that.
Yeah, but she's just whacked. Like, she stares at a string on her finger for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
She's just... And how she gets to that is ridiculous, because she's like, oh, I knew I forgot something. It's really important, and that's why I tied a string around my finger. And she just stares at the finger like she just got proposed to.
Jesus Christ.
And it's like, are you going to tell the kids that you forgot?
Yeah, then Ricky's
They're
like,
gonna be late.
Well, fucking spit it out.
Ricky yeah, Ricky's
like,
well, come on already. What's going on?
Yeah.
And she comes back and she's like, here, your physical. You can't go to camp without your physical, can you? Wasn't that nice of me? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, my God. Get away from this woman, please.
I'm surprised Ricky's not nuts like this, because he popped out of her.
Yeah, exactly. I was surprised Ricky was as sane as she was.
Yeah.
I love how, like, she runs away and Ricky's like, mom's at it again.
He's like, mom's fucking nuts.
He knew his mother was insane. I just don't think he knew Angela was insane.
No. Well, I don't think he knew everything. I mean, that's the debate.
I don't think he knew
but...
everything.
Yeah.
Because he was at his father's when all of it happened. So I don't think he was ever told anything.
No. I don't think so either. All right. So. What do we do here? How many canoes? Canoes. How many canoes? How many water snakes would you give this out of 10?
Water snakes. Don't get me wrong, guys. I do love this movie, but I love it more for comedy than for horror. So if I'm going to have to rate it as a horror movie, I'm going to have to go with 4.5.
Out of 10.
Yeah.
Oh,
it wasn't a 5 because it wasn't something that was, like, scary. It just wasn't scary.
No.
It really wasn't for a horror movie. It really wasn't scary. Was it funny? Yes. Was it campy? Yes. Was it entertaining? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Was it scary? No.
Well, it's surprising because I'm actually being a little more generous, even though I've shit on it a little more. But I was going to give it a 5 because a 5 only for main plot, story, the handling of the subplots, because I thought the little things
were
okay.
All right, I'll mess it up to a 5. We'll do 5.
You don't have to.
No, you're right. With the plot and the writing and everything and the kids being brand new, they did a good job.
Yeah, the story and the funniness of the kills kind of drove it home for me. There was a lot of other, like, campy shit, some shit I really couldn't get my head around, but... I thought the main story was okay enough.
And Eat, Shit, and Live just...
And the twist. Yeah, and Eat, Shit, and Live. The dialogue was hilarious. And seeing the... Because I know it's an 80s movie, but those boys and those fucking, like, little shorts. Like, I need to wear a pair of those, dude.
Daniel, you do not need to wear a pair of those shorts.
I'm going to flex off the ham hocks a little bit.
Oh, my God, guys. These shorts were... Like, think of a hoe in a club.
Yeah.
With, like, really, really tight shorts where you can see, like, the bottom lip of their ass cheek.
Yeah.
And then you have the men's outfits. The men's, by the way. Not the women. The men's.
There was way too much of that skinny dip scene. I did not need to see that much man ass.
Yeah. Oh, my God, guys. It's just like, all of a sudden, you just see a clusterfuck of white asses going into the fucking river. And it's like, why?
Because the chicks are like, we're not skinny dipping. They're like, all right, sausage party. And
yeah,
like,
it's
yeah.
Why?
Yeah, it's like, all right, guys. We don't need to be sword fighting. But, well, if they did sort of, I think Angela would kick all their asses.
I think she really would. She is hung, man. We're not going to be able to get over this, guys. We're going to be talking about this in the next like, couple of days. We're
I'm
not going to get over how hung she was.
I think we can. But, yeah, I thought it was a fine movie. I thought it was good for what it was. I don't hate it. I think if you're a horror fan, you should give it a watch. Yeah, if you want some classic horror, give it a shot.
Especially if you want a classic whodunit.
Yeah.
Even though we've ruined it for you.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
But it's still good for what it is. And the shock factor, whether you know or not, it's still good.
Yeah. I completely agree.
That face still haunts me. And I've seen it at least like 5 or 6 times.
The twist was one of the better twists in movies. It was done very well.
Yeah.
In my estimation.
But I think we're actually done for today.
Yeah?
I would say we are. That woman gave me a headache.
Yeah.
But guys, remember, vote on either Boom Boom or whatever Daniel said because I keep on forgetting.
Jiggly Wiggly.
Jiggly Wiggly.
I also have a
Boom Boom versus Jiggly Wiggly. And Daniel has an announcement.
Yes. I mean, we broke it out unlimited last night, but to all our fans, not only geek fans, but horror fans, because Mindy will be here with us. September 18th in Merchantville, New Jersey on a Saturday. Merchantville Toy and Collectible Street Fair. The Unscripted family, we're all going to be there selling our toys and, you know,
and we'll probably do a live show, and then we'll also probably do a live Facebook.
Yeah, so we're gonna be there. Show out if you're a fan of the show. Come down, you know, maybe buy some shit.
I'm gonna have a lot of cool things for all you little horror cats.
Yeah, and if not, just come talk to us.
Exactly. If you just want to come chit chat with us, that's fine too. We're not charging for that at all or anything. It's just for the products that we're pulling out.
But we're going to be there. It's going to be a fun time. And next week, we're going to be doing Jeepers Creepers on Scaredy Cast. We'll be recording that throughout the week.
And that is one of Daniel's favorites.
Yes, I can't wait to do that. I'm a Justin Long fanboy for life, so.
Unfortunately, I showed that to him when he was really little. I think you saw that one when you were like 5.
I was young, yeah. I love Justin Long, too, though. But he's great in that movie.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that, and we'll see everybody next week. It was a pleasure, Mindy.
All right, guys. Boom, boom.
And Jiggly Wiggly.
And Jiggly Wiggly. Make choice.